It's Monday, the 8th of July, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Business Summit Namibia recently hosted an exhibition in collaboration with Yango, FNB Namibia, Fresh FM, and the Development Bank of Namibia, amongst other partners. The keynote address was delivered by South Africa's Theo Baloyi, CEO of Batu Shoes, who shared an inspiring message.
And as I was on my connecting flight to Saudi Arabia, I asked myself that, what are we doing as Africans to tell our own story? To build our own products, to build our own value chains, to build our own infrastructure, and really take that, make them sustainable, and export them to the rest of the world.
The Meteorological Service has issued a severe weather warning for the southern and central regions of the country. Weatherman Odilo Kobetsi underscored the impending adverse weather conditions expected also to impact various parts of the country over the next few days.
Temperatures then for the next 2 days, a bit of warming is expected then by Tuesday, but temperatures will still be very cold over the parts of the Karas region and the Artab, where temperatures will be below 16 degrees Celsius, and early morning temperatures will be below 2 degrees Celsius.
Staying with weather issues, but now to South Africa. The city of Cape Town has taken proactive steps to ensure community safety after the South African Weather Service upgraded its weather warning to level 8. Strong to gale force winds are expected, reaching speeds of 70 to 90 kilometers per hour with gusts of over 100 kilometers per hour. Spokesperson Charlotte Powell says the disaster coordinations team will oversee the emergency response and warns of potential structural damage. She advises residents to avoid coastal areas.
Numerous city services have crews on standby to deal with impacts like blocked infrastructure, uprooted trees, and power lines disruptions, amongst others. The city's Disaster Risk Management Center is also working closely with its provincial counterparts and the National Human Settlements Department to ensure support during this time.
On Saturday, rival Sudanese political factions participated in formal reconciliation talks in Cairo, marking the first such meeting since the country's conflict began nearly 15 months ago. Reuters has it that they acknowledged that prospects for a swift resolution to the war were minimal. During the conference, the Democratic Bloc, aligned with the army, declined to engage in joint sessions with the Tagadum faction, accusing them of sympathizing with the rapid support forces. Notably, neither the army nor the RSF attended the talks. Japan and the Philippines are holding security talks in Manila. The meeting is expected to result in a new defense pact between the two countries, as our Chris Gilbert reports.
The 2+2 talks between defense and foreign ministers come amid escalating encounters between the Philippines and Chinese coast guards in the South China Sea. Experts believe both Japan and the Philippines are looking to counter the influence of China, while the Philippines' resupply missions through the Scarborough Shoal have been encountering assertive Chinese patrols. Japan is concerned the South China Sea could become a conflict flashpoint. One goal of the talks is to agree on reciprocal rights for each country's militaries to access the other's territory, simplifying preparations for joint war drills. The talks are also seen as an important stepping stone, paving the way for more complex multilateral agreements under the US-led Pacific bloc. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.